Set aside the textbooks and start practicing your pickpocketing, because this week's discovery enrolls in Classes for Criminals. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. A literary heroes for kids come in all shapes, sizes, and personalities. Young readers can choose from witches and wizards, princes and princesses, brainiacs, futuristic warriors, and even the occasional normal, everyday kid. But the heroes in author Jeffrey Sillane's Lawless are different, because they're criminal masterminds in the making. The story follows M. Freeman on a life-changing adventure. For her entire young life, M has been kept in the dark about her family and their past. But then she's given an interview at the mysterious Lawless School for Aspiring Young Criminals, and the truth begins to come out. M's late father wasn't an art historian, he was an art thief. Her mother is, too. And now that she knows the truth, she wants to learn more about both her father's life and his accidental death. A Lawless is certainly an unusual kid's book. Of course, the story itself isn't especially unique. M's story will often remind you of Harry Potter. But I can't say that I've ever read a kid's book in which the main characters were encouraged to break laws, and that unusual premise makes it a pretty tough sell. The story takes the usual battle between good and evil and turns it on its head. Here, the crooks are the good guys. They're taught to cheat and steal and generally wreak havoc on the normal, law-abiding world. The bad guys, meanwhile, are the Fulbrights, a mysterious group whose mission is to stop the Lawless students from accomplishing their tasks. For the most part, Lawless is a thrilling adventure. Em and her new friends are forced to tackle one challenge after another, and if they weren't criminal masterminds, they'd be likable characters too. But it's impossible to ignore the book's questionable premise. So is it worth lying, cheating, and stealing to join M on her law-breaking adventure? Or should you stick with something more well-behaved? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Although the author tries to redeem the characters at the very end of the story, it's probably not the kind of book that you'd want to encourage your kids to read. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Lawless by Jeffrey Sillane is 336 disobedient pages long and is available from Scholastic Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.